Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Eric Hasselton is Memphis Grizzlies Radio Network play-by-play announcer. He's on Twitter at Eric Hasselton. Grizzlies and Bucks on Saturday night, correct? It's 7 p.m., Eric, right?
That's what they tell me. They just tell me to get on a plane and go to Milwaukee, so that's what I'm doing.
Have we always done preseason games on the radio?
Yes.
Okay.
Everybody forgets, yes. We've always done preseason games on the radio.
Have we always televised them? I thought there was one we didn't do. Okay, that's new. Okay.
They televised one or two just to get like a little running start. They used to not televise any of them. I didn't know they were televising this one, to be honest with you. I'd heard that they were, they weren't. I don't know. I mean, like,
It says on the
Grizzlies website, it does say that it's being
Valley tied, Sports Southeast and NBA TV for this one.
Well, you know, there you go. And the power of the internet to give you the information. I've been confused all week long. All I know is I got to be on a plane tomorrow, and when we touch down in Milwaukee, I will be heading over to whatever they call their baseball stadium now. It used to be Miller Park.
American Century, maybe, or something like that. It's like an insurance company. That's a great stadium, right?
Yeah, it looks awesome, and that's going to be another one I've checked off.
Family Field.
There we go.
American Family Field.
I will be down to only 11 more to visit after Friday night.
Perfect. I wonder if Taylor Jenkins will be there. He's a big baseball stadium buff.
He's a ballpark
the playoffs last year.
Yeah, no, I hit the Giants. Well, I mean, obviously, being from San Francisco, I'd been to Oracle, which used to be AT&T Park before. But
Pac Bell, please. The real ones call it Pac Bell, baby.
Pac Bell, whatever. It's the big telephone by the bay. The building that basically sealed the A's fate, as I like to call it.
Are they going to get
that? Used to be the running joke that they built the stadium and the A's built the team, and then having that stadium, and it turns out when you sell tickets to your events and can put money in your bank account, you can pay players and keep them for a while. The A's don't understand that concept, apparently.
If the A's go to Vegas, are you still an A's guy?
Oh, yeah.
It actually probably makes it more likely for you to go, doesn't it?
No doubt. I'll actually go to a game if they're in Vegas. So, no, my son's godfather, one of my closest friends, is the television voice of the Golden Knights. And has been since their inception. So I'm a Golden Knights hockey fan now. He used to be with the Bruins. Camaraderie goes a long way. And so I would have two teams in Vegas, and then the football team I grew up watching in Vegas, but I no longer root for them. So,
well, Eric, you were at Media Day like we were. Obviously, we're in the midst of the first week of Grizzlies training camp, preseason game right around the corner. I don't know. I'll be curious how much or if at all Ja and some of the regulars play in that first one. I think that'll be interesting, but I'm curious just your initial takeaways here from the first week of training camp. What stood out to you on Media Day and beyond?
Well, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I wasn't there as long probably as you guys were. I was there to kind of host some stuff with Kelsey Wright Johnson and Lang Whitaker, and it was great to catch up with Steven Adams and Jaren Jackson and Dylan Brooks. And, you know, they said all the right things. Everything I heard, everybody said the right things. Their goal is clear. They're not satisfied with winning a division. They're not satisfied with getting to the Western Conference Finals. They want a championship. Now, as Dylan Brooks put it, we want to take another step forward and get to that next round. And, you know, that's not our goal, but we want to always keep stepping forward. The problem in the West is it's loaded again. You have six teams. I heard you guys talking about this the other day where The Grizzlies are projected fourth by a lot of people, possibly fifth. You have really six legit teams, and then you throw in some wild cards in there. But, I mean, it's not going to be easy. The drop-off of the Jazz certainly helps a little bit, and I think you look at the dynamics of the West, and there are five teams that are clearly in what you would call rebuild or getting youth experience mode, and you know, then you have some toss-ups. What are the Kings going to look like? What will the Blazers look like? What will the Spurs look like? Are they a rebuild mode? It seems that way with the trade of DeJounte Murray. So I think the things that were said were all the right things. It's easy to say that, and then it's another thing to do it. Seeing Jaren, he looks good. Everybody looks in great shape. It's just such a different time. I relayed that in our, you know, forum where I said, boy, I remember seeing the first training camp in 2001 and seeing guys like Ike Austin and, you know, some of these guys that came in and they used training camp to get into better shape. They were in decent shape, but they weren't in let's hit the ground running and go shape, because back then you started in early October and you had all of October. You had eight preseason games. There were two a week, basically, and then you ramped it up on right around Halloween, depending on how the calendar broke. Now it's a different time. Now you have a much more condensed training camp. You only have five preseason games. I think that's why probably Saturday night maybe you see a little more of those guys than necessary, or that you would if you had more games, because you want to see what they can do. I don't know. I'm not talking more than 20 minutes, but you might see them 20, 22 minutes. No. You may not. You may not see it till the second game. You may see it. They may wait till the home opener for the preseason to let those guys really go, but it's a different time, but they're used to that now. This has been the way it's been for the last few years, so this is nothing new. The first year of it, I thought it was going to be interesting to watch to see how teams handled it, but these guys no longer hit the summer break and you know, shift the body into neutral. They are constantly working. They are constantly there. I hear stories all the time around gyms in the area of this guy shooting there or that guy shooting there. This guy's working out at this place. I mean, they are constantly doing this, and rightfully so. There are millions and millions of dollars on the line to be ready to go. And I think you watch these guys, and they get it. They are in a business, and their business is conducted with their physicality and their bodies and the way they take care of themselves. So I think there's some veteran savvy to this team, even though chronologically they're still very young. Having a guy like Danny Green there, I think, is going to really help in that locker room. He mentioned some things. I heard you guys talking about it, like that we need to grow up a little bit. I don't think I would disagree with that as a, you know, old guy now. I'm all for these guys enjoying the fruits of their labors and the success that they've earned, but there is a task at hand. And, you know, you're going against some veteran-laden teams that you're battling with. You know, the Suns are young, but they have a veteran leader in Chris Paul. The Warriors are a veteran-laden group. The Clippers are a veteran-laden group. You look at Denver, they're now a veteran group. They were the young team that kind of came up, battled injuries last year. Then there's the Grizzlies, the Mavericks. You look at these teams, the Lakers, how are they going to look? What's their story going to be written as this year? So it's going to be interesting. But I think when we, you know, toss it up Saturday night, you don't get caught up in the little things. You get caught up in the minute details of things that need to be cleaned up. And from what I heard out of training camp, the first day was a lot of play action. Let's see where we're at. The second day was a lot of looking at the film. Let's clean this up. And then today, I think was scheduled to be a lot of, again, going back to playing and watching Taylor Jenkins with this group. There's just there's a new confidence with him too. Where I've heard him in practice in the past, he'll say, we're going to do this, and once we get to this point, it's just play. Don't overthink it. Go here, play. Once you get to this point, play. And I think giving your team that kind of freedom and that kind of guidance goes a long, long way with younger players and with veterans that know they trust that he trusts them. So it's going to be fun. I mean, it's going to be fun. It's all a question of, when can Jaren get back, and when is he back to full speed? Because let's not forget, it's a foot injury. You know, he's not out on the treadmill, or maybe he's riding the bike, I would assume, but that's nothing like game shape. And when you can't run up and down a basketball floor because you don't want to re-injure it, that's going to take a minute. And, you know, he's talking about, I'll be back soon, and I love that exuberance, but, you know, you also are looking at it with that raised eyebrow, like, yo, dude, you're like 24. Let's not get back too early and risk further problems with this, but let's get it taken care of properly. And I trust the medical staff. They're very, very good. That's the one thing Robert Pera has always been willing to spend a little more on is the support staff. As he once said, there's no salary cap for strength coaches and medical staff and training equipment. We can go and do that. And having an owner with some deep pockets doesn't hurt. So that's going to be the key. I think it kind of looks like right now they'll try, you know, a variety of guys. I'm sure Santi Aldama will get a shot with that first group. I'm sure that they'll look at it and figure out. And maybe they just feel Brandon Clark is going to be better in that second unit. Maybe not. We'll find out. You know, the questions will be answered. And look, guys, I mean, it's 3 weeks away from opening night, basically. You know, yesterday was 3 weeks to the day. And that's one you want to put a good foot forward, especially against the Knicks team that's going to be really hungry, coming off a disappointing season on national TV. You're kind of the new darlings of the league in terms of the excitement factor. There's a lot of people out there that don't like this team because of the way they carry themselves, their exuberance. As I've explained to people, I watch a lot of that trash talk that they go through. And more times than not, to me, it's more them to each other pumping each other up. Now, it's at the expense of their opponents who don't take kindly to young guys doing that. But it was rare last year. I really saw it as totally disrespectful or something that you look at and go, you might want to tone that down a little bit. I like that fire. You're not out there to lose. Nobody plays a game to get beat. Nobody's cool with taking a loss. I mean, that's the one thing I remember from last year vividly was bus rides back to hotels or plane flights back to another city or back home after a loss are very, very different than when the team plays well, just very different. And I love that. That's the competitive fire you need to be really, really good.
I know it's something that Harrington had written about this week, and I know it's a point that Ryan Russillo has made about a lot of other guys, but players with high usage rates and how they end up finishing the year, and with the exception of LeBron James, who I think we can put in a category of freak of nature, a lot of these guys that have very high usage rates, they end up faltering down the stretch in the playoffs, whether it be from breaking down or, you know, maybe the season just taking its toll. Do the Grizzlies need to does Ja Morant's usage rate need to go down this year?
Yeah, the old school in me says no. Guys used to play 40 minutes all the time and travel via commercial flight. And, you know,
how much, though, do you think, like, the spacing on the floor and the amount of movement? Because I heard Redick make this point, and it did at least kind of take me back. Because I kind of think like you do, but when he started making the point about how the floor is spaced so much more and the amount of running around has gone up at such a increased level that does, I was willing to concede, okay, maybe I'm not right on this.
No, he's got a great point, and that is one of the biggest factors because the game is more wide open. It's more up and down the floor. Look at the point totals. Go back 10, 15, and I'd say 15 years, and look at the point totals. Maybe three or four teams were over 100 points. Now maybe one team is under 100 points per game. You're getting up and down the floor. You're getting more possessions. You're playing faster and running more, and essentially back in, you know, the hard-nosed, you know, Patrick Ewing, Miami Heat battle days with Alonzo Mourning, if you go back and watch some of those games, they're kind of boring because there'd be a lot of plays where they knew they needed to maybe slow down a little bit, and they would just lob it into the post, lob it out, lob it back in. Everybody clears out. One guy goes one-on-one, and, you know, four guys are essentially getting a break. And that's different than open, movement, constant move the ball, constant move on the floor, and drive and kick and things like that, then hustle back. Teams looking to rip it off the window and run. That does change it a little bit. There's no doubt about that. And the wear and tear on the body, it's hard, man. I mean, it's what you get paid for. It's why you get in such good physical condition. But, yeah, there's just inevitably you're going to get banged up during a season. The floor is unforgiving. And when you hit the deck and these guys are so athletic now and so bouncy and so strong physically, man, I shudder to think, and when we had Steven on, I wanted to ask him, but I didn't quite have a chance or know how to. Like, what do you think when, like, somebody's teammate doesn't call out a screen and you just brick wall some guy? Like, does it bother you? Does it hurt you? Or you feel sorry for the guy a little bit that he just ran into you and crumbled like an aluminum can?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.